wash your face as I dream or sleep. Hoping and wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even know my name? Is my mind playing games? I feel like it's a movie where I keep dreaming. So where I keep... 各位亲爱的朋友们，非常高兴您如约来到早间课堂，我是 Julie。上回我们谈到绝交性、绝情性的地道表达是 A dear John letter， 这其中含有一个人的名字 John。 英美国家有那么多男子的名字，为何这里偏偏要用 John 呢？因为 There are a number of theories on why the name John is used rather than any other。 John was a common name in America at the time the term was coined。John is also the name used in many other terms that refer to a nominous man such as John Doe or John Smith. 因为呢，约翰在美国实在是一个超级大众的名字，尤其在这个词组诞生的时候格外普遍。另外呢，约翰这个名字也往往被用来指无名人士，比方很常见的 John Doe 或者是 John Smith。那么在英美国家为何用 A Dear John Letter， 一封写给约翰的信件来表示女方要和其男方断绝恋情或者是夫妻关系呢？这就要追溯到美国二战时期， So now let's go back to the American history. Well, the exact origins of the phrase are unknown. It is commonly believed to have beencoined by Americans during World War II, large numbers of American troops were stationed overseas for many months or years. In this time past, many of their wives or girlfriends decided to begin a new relationship with a new man rather than waiting for the old one to return. 在美国二战时期，当时大量的美军部队被派往海外，短则数月，长则多年，光阴流逝，军嫂们或者在家的女朋友不愿意再独守空闺期盼其良人归来，决定开始与另一男子开始一段全新的感情。 Dear John, I found someone else whom I think the world of. I think the only way out is for us to get divorced.To get divorced. 亲爱的约翰，我找到了另一个人，我愿意和他共度一生。唯一解决我们之间的问题的办法，就是咱们离婚吧。The only way out is for us to get divorced. 唯一解决我们之间问题的办法，就是咱们离婚吧。这对于男方来说确实有点残酷了点，可是独守空闺所带给女性的孤寂也折磨着女性脆弱的心灵，而做出无奈的选择。 So sometimes I think loneliness is dreadful.我们现在知道了 A Dear John Letter 是绝交信的由来，下面我们就来看看上回课后翻译功课的答案。 Tom was very upset today, for he got Dear John Letter from his girlfriend. Tom 今天特别沮丧，因为他收到了女朋友的催灯信。She wrote her boyfriend a dear John letter yesterday. 她昨天给她的男朋友写了一封绝交信。That dear John letter ended their marriage. 一封绝情信结束了他们的婚姻。I received a dear John letter while I stayed in Japan.我在日本时收到了一封绝交信。Reading between the lines, he knew it was a dear John letter. 他从字里行间看出这是一封绝交信。
好，各位亲爱的朋友们，我们今天究其原探其本，深入学习了 A Dear John Letter 这个词语。一个词语往往跟那个国家的历史事件或者是习俗有关，就如我们中文中的成语也是有典故来源的。最后 Julia 送给大家一首歌，这首歌的名字就叫做 A Dear John Letter。 那么您不妨轻轻松松地跟着唱，这样更为深刻地领悟这个词语，记住这个词语。
I was overseas in battle when the postman come to me, and he handed me a letter. I was as happy as I could be, for the fighting was all over and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter and it started,Dear John,
Dear John, oh, how I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like grass upon the lawnAnd tonight I'll wed another, dear John, dear John.
Will you please send back my picture? My husband wants it now. When I tell you who I'm wedding, you won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started.And I'll wed your brother, Don. Will you wish us happiness forever, dear John?